Each year, the best work by reporters, photographers, and editors of New York's ethnic and independent media is honored by awards from the New York Community Media Alliance, or NICMA. Those awards are known as IPPYs. NICMA director Juana Ponce de Leon explains that the ethnic press often acts as advocates for their communities and as intermediaries between their audience and mainstream society. She adds that her organization encourages reporters to offer practical guidance for their readers, listeners, and viewers.
It helps the communities know where there's recourse to address their issues. It's not good enough to say, well, you know, we don't have enough translation services from the DOE and leave it at that. You know, it's better to say, not only are there those services, but if you don't find them, you can request them, and if they don't come to you, then you have a right to get your child to another school, for instance.
Indeed, the ethnic media often help give immigrants the tools they need to negotiate everyday life in America, says 2011 IPPY winner Helen Zellum.
I think that the ethnic press does an enormous service when it explains to people, this is what happens when your kids start school, this is what happens when you need to rent something, here's how you establish yourself here.
Zellum, a reporter with City Limits magazine, a public policy journal, often writes about education.
Which means you're writing about race and class and money and politics and power and privilege and all of it. And I write about child welfare, which is, to me, a hugely important issue that doesn't get a lot of coverage until there's a very bad disaster, and then there's a lot of attention around it, and then it goes away. And we do investigative reporting.
Often the ethnic press will cover a local story that illuminates a larger issue. For example, IPPY winner Sharon Toomer of brownandblacknews.com reported on a public playground with a jungle gym modeled to look like a jail. Local residents felt that associating prison with fun and play was the wrong message to send to children in their largely African-American community.
This might not be something that a mainstream news outlet would find a story or find relevant, for whatever reasons. So that's where we pick up the slack. And we created a story, and it was just a big media firestorm in the city. And eventually the housing department, within less than 30 days, took down the jungle gym that was a jail theme and put in a more appropriate jungle gym, which was an outer space design.
Sometimes the ethnic press connects immigrant stories to another issue of national interest. Annie Correal is a reporter for Feet in Two Worlds, an immigration news project of the New School's Center for New York City Affairs. She won an IPPY for her audio piece about Latinos in Louisiana helping to clean up after BP's offshore oil spill.
And I broke the story that Homeland Security had actually come and done a roundup to make sure that everyone was a documented worker. And this story went national because it was like, where are our priorities? Do we care more about who these people are or whether the oil is getting cleaned up? It was a controversial story.
From their unique vantage points, editorials in the ethnic press can highlight common experiences of different immigrant groups. Peter McDermott of the Irish Echo won an IPPY for an opinion piece that compared last year's controversy over a proposed Islamic center near Ground Zero with 19th century riots against the Irish community, which wanted to build a church in that same downtown neighborhood.
There was really no difference between the hostility towards Catholics and other minorities in the 19th century and the hostility towards Muslims today. People say, oh, it's a big difference. And I said, no, there was no big difference. It was essentially the same bigotry, actually.
The ethnic press has a vital role to play in America, according to independent progressive journalist Amy Goodman.
In order to ensure a democratic society, we need to cover every community. People from their own communities covering their own communities and others' communities. I mean, the media can be the greatest force for peace on earth because it's a forum for people to speak to each other, for people to learn about each other, and there's no better place than in the diverse communities of New York and the presses that represent them.
As the foreign-born population here continues to swell, the city's ethnic press will continue to tell the stories of New York's diverse communities. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.